For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sound of rushing floodwaters brings back painful memories to many Midlands residents who survived the biggest flood in memory, October 4, 2015. What was called a thousand-year rain dumped 20 inches of water on the Columbia area in a day, causing many local dams to break, adding even more misery to the already swollen rivers and streams like Gills Creek. Many were driven from their homes and businesses. Columbia schoolteacher Tammy Davis lives near Gills Creek and remembers the toughest thing about the flood.
The hardest thing was being displaced. And I remember at the beginning, I really and truly thought that by Halloween, I was going to be back in my house. I'm glad I didn't know what all was ahead of me.
Like many other victims, Davis found rebuilding very difficult.
Somebody compared it to remodeling a home, and I said, yeah, but the difference is you choose to remodel your home. You know, I didn't plan to be out of my house for, you know, 6 months, 8 months. And that's the nature of a disaster, though. You know, you never expect it.
Veterinarian Nori Warren lost her building in the flood. After the initial shock of seeing water up to the ceiling, her mind switched into survival mode.
You know, I just kind of went straight into that method of, okay, I got to get back on my feet. What's happened has happened. Who do I need to contact to get the ball rolling on this next section? Find a building, get new equipment, get in contact with our clients, figure out how we can make house calls, you know, putting all the pieces back together.
Davis and Warren consider themselves recovered from the flood, although with some continuing debt. Others, like Radenko Pavlovich of the Columbia Classical Ballet, are still fighting their ways back. Pavlovich's ballet studio was lost right after a major investment in the facility. And though it was somewhat restored with insurance, ongoing issues remain that will take legal action to resolve.
It was filled with the water. Everything was destroyed inside, literally destroyed. It was an absolute nightmare. I never thought I would ever see anything like this in my life. You know, I thought things were fixed, but I guess they were not. I'm still living in that nightmare, I guess.
Pavlovich's love for his art keeps him going and his attitude good.
You really realize that there are so many things in life that are not important. In the end of the day, you look at the good things and you try to push the bad things and you try to say, you know, this is so irrelevant in the big picture. And if you're doing something that you love, that's the most important thing.
Overall, Davis considers herself fortunate compared to some.
I've got some friends who are still really depressed. I've got one friend, he's just angry and he just can't quite move past it.
Warren also knows of those more affected than she.
I do have a friend. She never moved back into her home. She and her husband moved kind of to the other side of town, really. But one of her neighbors just last week moved back into their house after 5 years.
All three survivors expressed great appreciation for the aid of others who helped their recoveries in various ways. Davis summed up her experience this way.
The unexpected silver lining is that we are stronger than we think we are. I think it's a testament to endurance. I think it reminds you at your core what is important, what matters the most, and I'm going to tell you, it's not China.
Warren expressed a similar philosophy.
You just move forward and you get done what you need to get done and you control what you can control and the rest of it you just have to let go. But what I do know I can do is I can rebuild because I've already done it.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.